You obviously know that the Brits support the Haganah. They like us being armed and war-ready to help them defeat the Nazi forces encroaching on Palestine. We must stop the anti-Semitic movement and war once for all, even if we have to fight for it. I, for one, am happy to kill any Nazi that I meet on the road. But all we are seeing right now is a three-way British-Arab-Jewish tension, seemingly about to culminate in a civil war. Don't be such a machete slinger. We have seen enough bloodshed and death in Europe for a lifetime, don't you think? Well, isn't it our fate anyway, we the chosen people? Chosen to suffer. If the Arabs wouldn't try to chase us away and would be more understanding of the Aliyah, or people arriving from Europe and mostly Germany, none of this tension would be here. For God's sake, we are just escaping the Nazi regime, armed only with the dream of returning to our homeland and working the land. And the British are simply trying to control the situation. Anyway, for now, pass me the wine. That is the kind of suffering I like. Where is the compassion for the Arabs? The British pushed them in an uncompromising situation with all the empty promises that they could keep their land while telling us Palestine is our homeland, which of course it is from biblical times, but it is theirs too. I think if we find a way to talk eye to eye, we can solve this issue better without the British. I remember it has a happy birthday party for you, baby. Even though it was a few days later than your birthday, it was a big day for us in the Zionist movement. Baby, it's all okay. This is a nice party. Tension or no tension, said the professor. We are all used to this and much worse, but look at all of us at this table. We are proof that Nazism would not destroy Jewish cultural achievements. Why do you have to argue about everything? He said. You have to say loud, not lot. Loudest.